Montana resident Marcus Karma shot and killed an unarmed German exchange student he found in his garage earlier this year. Karma argued that he was legally defending his home under the state's Castle Doctrine law. This week, a jury said this type of law has its limits. Montana Public Radio's Christopher Allen has more.
In the early hours of April 27th, a motion detector alerted homeowner Marcus Karma someone was in his Missoula garage. He went outside and almost immediately fired four shotgun blasts, killing 17-year-old Diren Dede, a German exchange student. Prosecutors contend 30-year-old Karma was the aggressor and had purposefully lured an intruder into his garage in order to hurt him. During the two-week trial, witness Tanya Colby testified to what Karma had told her just days before the shooting.
He said, "I'm tired. I've been up for the last three nights with a shotgun and want to kill some kids."
Karma, his girlfriend, and their infant son had been the victim of a burglary in their garage just days before the shooting. But Deputy Missoula County Attorney Carla Painter said Karma left his garage door open that night in order to exact vigilante justice.
He had one thing on his mind. That was revenge.
But Karma's use of deadly force was justified, according to defense attorney Paul Ryan, because he feared for his life and his family's safety.
You shouldn't have to run out the back door or lock up because the state wants to tell you to lock up. It's my house, not the burglar's house.
But the jury disagreed and found Karma guilty of deliberate homicide. Since Florida became the first of several states to expand stand-your-ground laws outside the home in 2005, several cases have tested the boundaries of self-defense law. Most famously, a Florida jury acquitted Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman in the shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in 2012. University of Montana law professor Andrew King Reese says using deadly force is a valid defense in Montana against immediate threats in your home, but he says if someone lures a thief into his garage, it's much harder to say he felt an immediate threat.
Is it reasonable to use force to defend your house when you've basically brought someone into your house? It's not like somebody's just suddenly there.
King Reese also says a jury has to believe the person had a reasonable fear of assault. He says these types of cases are forcing a national conversation.
We've seen stand your ground type statutes. We've seen amendments to legislation across the country.
And in a state with a strong history of supporting gun culture, a Montana jury's guilty verdict could indicate a change in how some residents view the role of guns in home defense. Sentencing for Marcus Karma is scheduled for February 11th. He faces a minimum of 10 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Allen in Missoula.